5 times Clint wants to propose, and the one time he did. Written by Strokokek 561, read by Raven. 1. Clint is in love with Phil. They are an item for 3 years now, and he really wants to marry him, preferably yesterday. So he goes out and takes Nat with him to buy a ring. After 2 hours of intense shopping, he found the perfect ring. It was a simple silver ring. However, it wasn't shiny. It was a matte silvering with lightly shiny edges. Phil could wear it whenever he wanted to, and it wouldn't be too noticeable. After buying the ring, he plans his proposal, believe it or not, with Bruce. They plan a date in the park with a romantic picnic, wine included. Saturday, Clint told Phil to meet him at his car.
"Where are we going, Clint?"
he asks. "It's a surprise, Sugarplum."
"God, please never use that again."
He tries to frown, but Clint sees the small crinkles between his eyes. "I use what I want to use to call you dearly beloved." The moment they arrive at the park, the Avengers alarm started blaring out of their phones.
"Crap,"
Clint mutters. Looks like he needed to try again. 2. For the second date, he planned a visit in the aquarium with a lunch break on the roof terrace. During the date, Clint's hands wandered to his pocket to feel the weight of the ring. But when lunchtime came around, there was a big thunderstorm and the roof was closed. For Clint, this meant that he would wait, because Phil only deserved the best proposal in the universe without hordes of an audience. 3. The third time he tried to propose, he booked a table at their favorite restaurant. When the food arrived, he wanted to do it, just to realize that he forgot to grab the ring out of Nat's room. 4. The fourth time he grabbed the ring, but they couldn't even reach the car to go on a walk to the ocean before Phil's phone rang and Fury ordered him in. 5. The fifth time, everything was perfect. He cooked dinner so they didn't have to leave their floor in the tower, set the table with candles and flowers, got Phil to turn off his phone, and took the ring from Nat's room. The dinner was fantastic. They laughed and relaxed. "So, I wanted to ask you something, Phil," Clint started. But the moment he began to rise from his chair, there was an explosion, clearly out of the lab. "I'm sorry, Agents Barton and Coulson, but we have to evacuate the building. Hulk broke loose after the explosion. Agent Romanoff is already on her way to calm him down," Jarvis interjects. Clint just sighs and they evacuate the building. Plus one. There are Doombots everywhere. For the third time in 2 weeks, they fought in Central Park. Clint had enough. He tried to propose to Phil 5 freaking times. He's in the crown of a tree while shooting Doombots when he had enough. "I fucking hate Doombots. Since a month, I tried to propose to Phil, and every time, something happens." Clint growls and shoots an EMP arrow in a crowd of bots to stop them from getting to Steve. "You know that comms are open, right?" the voice of Iron Man hollows through his ear. "I don't fucking care. I had it all planned out 5 times. It should have been romantic in the park during a picnic, or in a restaurant with freaking flowers. But no, every time I am about to go on my knees, some loser bad guy comes and destroys my plan." While ranting, Clint shoots the last Doombot and punches the tree next to him. "Whoa there, bird brain. The tree hasn't done something to you." Tony snickers while landing. The rest of the team slowly assemble on the extraction point. "The thing is, Tony, Phil deserves the fucking world and he deserves the perfect proposal and I can't even do that. So here's the thing. If I can't fucking propose like someone's supposed to, how am I enough for him?" While Clint freaks out and Steve tries to calm him, the team does not realize the Quinjet landing behind him and Phil Coulson casually strolling out. Natasha smiled when she sees Phil, but before she could inform the others, Clint screamed, "Just let me go. I'm going to fucking propose once we're home."
"Or just
do it now. It would be suitable for us, Phil says, now standing next to Nat. Silence. Fuck it all. Clint walks towards Phil. You know you deserve everything, and I can't give you what you deserve, but I love you. I love you more than archery. I have this ring for you, and I really hope you love me as much as I love you. So would you please do me the honor of marrying the shit out of me? He gets on one knee before Phil and presents the ring. Of course I will marry you, Clint. You are perfect. This is perfect. This is us. I love you so much. Never, ever say again that you aren't enough, because you are. Clint grins and puts the ring on Phil's finger, where he shortly inspects it, to then ignore it and pull Clint into a heated kiss. The end. Thank you for listening.